DDP yoga. Its very name is a contradiction unto itself.
Because it's not your mama's yoga.
I know you're always hearing me talk about how great this workout is for strengthening and healing your body.
I threw up my back.
I couldn't get out of a chair.
I want you to hear it from a WWE superstar.
Hey everyone, this is Stevie Richards. I've really endorsed DDP yoga for a very long time, and I have to say, it's something that's become an addiction, a positive addiction, because zero impact, it really helped me speed up the healing process, staying injury-free, zero impact, and also eliminating the aches and pains in my neck and my knee and other areas that bother me every day.
I've been doing this for a couple weeks, and people were starting to ask me, what's going on? You look great.
You're going to have to pry my dead hands off this yoga mat when I go. This is me now. This isn't imagining myself living without it.
Because if you didn't do the work when you did, I wouldn't be here doing the work now.
I've done trainers. I've done gym memberships. I've done everything. This is the first thing that I have stuck to.
It's time for you to influence yourself and to take control of your own life.
It's DDP
Radio.
High five.
Too cool. It is Wednesday night, September 25th, 9 p.m. Eastern. It's time for an abominable snowman to eat the mic of the radio show. It sounded like. I'm Sparky. I'm in the bunker in the East Coast up around the Pittsburgh area. And DDP Radio is coming at you with Robert and Stacy. What's going on, guys?
Hey, guys.
Not much, man. I'm just, doing my thing.
I'm deboning the chicken. Isn't that, novel? I've never done a show while deboning the chicken, but I'm behind schedule. You got to do what you got to do.
I want a nice reality TV. You should be doing a Google Hangout of this while we're doing the radio show.
Yeah, oh, shit.
Actually, it'd be pretty interesting if we were all running cameras right now, because I would have mine focused on my water bottle of death. Well, I was on the way to the to Sparky's DDP yoga and DDP radio bunker, I was swarmed by stink bugs. I know they're huge, like in my area on the East Coast. Are you getting killed with those right now, Stacy?
What's that?
Stink bug.
I've only heard you talk about them. I don't know what one looks like, and I guess I should consider myself lucky.
You are. Knock on wood, I've been lucky until tonight. But it sounded like a whole fleet of B-52 bombers were, like, buzzing down my steps as I was walking. And what hit me in the eye? Jeez. Sorry. Okay. All right. If there was a camera on that would have been awful. Because I just kind of freaked out a little bit, because I think the one's coming after his buddies. But they're a huge thing up here. I know at least this part of the Northeast, or whatever you want to call it. And they've been such a problem for so long, and they disappeared for, like, 2 or 3 months at the end of summer, and now they're popping back up in fall. And I've only seen 2 or 3, and I had, like, at least a dozen, like, buzzing around tonight. And so they met an untimely death. And, wow, that's more than being a bomb.
Oh, Spark, I wanted to wish you and Mrs. Sparky a very happy 10th anniversary.
Wait, thank you very much.
Yeah, she deserves a medal.
She deserves a lot more than a medal. Putting up with me for 10 years. A lot of which during the Sparky naming years could not have been easy. Because Sparky comes with some very, the Sparky name, nickname, comes with some very old baggage that for the most part I'm glad is kind of buried. Could rear its ugly head at any point that I would completely lose control, but it's a good thing with DDP yoga and a complete lifestyle change that you actually get control of your life. And living life at 90% is much better than thinking the 10% was the 90%. She deserves a lot. But, leading up to that, Stacey, it was a crazy, crazy day, okay? You saw some of the pictures I had up there. We had like a little toast, and I busted out our wedding, I don't know what you call them, goblets, champagne glasses. Dudes don't know what these things are called, but they were the things that you drank champagne out of. So stemware, I don't know. And I had planned. Oh geez, I don't know. I had planned this for like 2 months. I even went to the point of I got her sort of not a fake gift. It was a nice gift. We have three boys, and she's a great mom, and she's supposed to be. She says she's the mother of boys, and well, she is, but that's what she was meant to be. And so I got her mommy necklace with all the stuff on it, right? And I planned this like 2 months ahead of time. But I also got her another present that she wouldn't suspect when I gave it to her because I already gave her the first one, right? And while this was all going on, I'm thinking to myself, I am going to throw her a surprise party. So that was actually at a surprise party on Saturday. But because I'm kind of Captain Mr. Conspiracy, no thanks to Robert ginning up some of my paranoia and conspiracy theorist mentality, I had to throw her a surprise throw off of the surprise party. So Friday night we actually sat down. She wanted to go out Friday night like really bad, and I actually had to call all of the family and be like, she's gonna call you to babysit. None of you can babysit. Got it? And they were like cool with that. And then because I don't think anybody would want to step into my version of heaven, which to somebody who doesn't have three boys ranging from 5 to 1 could be their own personal hell. So they were all glad not to help, but they're not to babysit and help me out like that. So that was the first throw off. And then I came in because Friday was our actual anniversary. And so we had an anniversary dinner and with the boys, and she got her anniversary present. And then I told her I had like a surprise on Saturday, and we were going to go out and do a bunch of things. There's this huge timeline that came into play because she kept trying to change things on me. And for a second, I thought she was just screwing with me because she knew of the surprise. And then all of a sudden, I thought, wait, maybe she's flipping the surprise back on me, which is why she kept, because she wanted to go to dinner that night, even though it was interfering with, you know, the party. She had then had plans to go to church or to do something else. But anyway, so my surprise to throw her off at the surprise party was to go to where we proposed, which is the Carnegie Mellon Museum of Natural History. They have this awesome, awesome section where it's nothing but sculpture and stuff. You know, they have like, some columns and statues from the Greek and the Roman and stuff. And it's actually really, really cool.
That's romantic.
Yeah. I wanted to go to the exact spot where I proposed. And we get there, and the lady's like, I just wanted to pay for my tickets, and she's trying to tell me all this stuff about, like, exhibits are closed, but it's super exciting because they got this international thing. I'm like, whatever, so let's go. But we walked down, and that exhibit was closed for this international thing. So we had to walk around the museum and stuff and try to find a way to kill time. But the funny thing is I actually had her second present with me, but it was in a doggy bag because my sister-in-law, who helped me out with the whole party planning, wrapped this gift for me. And the gift was small enough that it could fit in my pocket before, but she had put a bow on it that was, like, so extravagant. It was beautiful, but it was, like, three times the size of her present. So I had to put it in a bag, and I'm walking around, and everybody's looking at me because I'm carrying this, like, doggy bag. It looks like a doggy bag. My wife thinks it's a snack that I brought her because I wanted to sit down and eat, like, a small meal and, you know, to commemorate our anniversary. And she was rolling with it, you know, because, you know, I just come up with stupid stuff sometimes. But So we had to walk around the museum for like another half hour or so before I could get her to actually open her gift. We found a place, she opened it, and then to make a very long, probably what is a boring story at this point, short, it was all a distraction to actually celebrate sort of ourselves, our anniversary, but to actually get her out of the house so I could have our entire family come over to our house to surprise her for the anniversary. So we drive back, and all the cars are hidden. She didn't see anything. Everybody's hidden in the house. Pop open the door, walk in, and there is everybody for our anniversary. So it was really cool. A bunch of people came out and celebrated with us, and were really cool to hang out for like an hour waiting for us because they showed up right after we left. And straggled in for the next hour, and then hung out for a couple hours afterwards. So it was a pretty amazing day.
What a great thing to do!
Yeah. So and it was a whole lot of 90%, which is really cool. And you know, I'm finding as I go through this journey that you know some of the people. Mark Muir always says your friends are like elevators; they can take you up and they can take you down. Stick with the ones that take you up. And I kind of take that a little further as my family starts to grow and I start to realize, you know, how much your family is important to you. They are actually your bestest of friends. And to actually have them close and celebrating with you and enjoying that 90% makes it that much sweeter.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a great story.
Yeah, it was cool. I was really excited about it. But that was 10 years. I even had, you know, my aunts and uncles, my aunts coming up on my uncle's behalf asking me if I would give them tutorials. And I was like, well, this is just the 10th year is what I did. You guys are way past that. And they're like, yeah, but they need some help. So there was some schooling to go on. And, you know, We'll see what happens. Maybe some of them will pull out a good 25th, 30th, and you know maybe 50th wedding anniversary using my 10th anniversary template, which I would be happy for them to do.
I bet they will.
So that was my weekend last week, and which was pretty cool. And this week has been a total turd so far, ending with my battle with the stink bug. So how you guys been?
I just woke up from a nap, but that was a long story. Jesus.
Yeah, it really was. I'm sorry, DDP Radio Nation, but, you know, it's Sparky.
Yes, I mean, it was a good story. It was just a very long story.
Yeah, but I could picture every segment of it, you know, so.
I could do until I fell asleep.
But you know what, though? The most important things in life aren't things, they're people, like you said, Sparky.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a really great way to surprise her and to honor your, you know, your 10 years together.
Yeah, absolutely, because like Robert said, for somebody to stick with me for that long, man, it didn't do it complete justice, but it was the best that I can do, and that's all you can do is...
Yes.
You know, I started where I was. I came so far. I used what I have, which isn't very much, and I did what I could with it. So, and that made it 90%.
Good for you. Well, I want to know, how are your 4:30 workouts going, Sparky? Because you've completely eliminated any kind of ability I had to make excuses when I learned that you're getting up at 4:30 a.m., so guess what I'm going to do after the show?
You're going to do a late-night workout?
I'm going to do below the belt.
Nice.
Yeah. A nice medium-sized workout, but I got to get it in, you know, because...
I don't know if I call that medium-sized. That's a pretty toughie. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean,
me,
in terms of time increment, it's medium.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, the morning workouts are going really good. Jake and Jess are still going pretty strong. They gave me a reprieve today because they were actually going out of town. They couldn't get up early to get the workout in. So I actually got to sleep in until 6:30 today. Woo!
Wow.
But actually, that threw me off really, really bad because I actually slept in a little bit longer than 6:30. And, man, when I get up at 4:30, I may not always be energized. Like, this week has been a total shit week so far. And my workout, was it yesterday or the day before? I can't remember which one. I sat, and I remember looking at, we were doing Fat Burner, and I looked at the 17-minute mark thinking, are you effing kidding me? I have 17 minutes left. And I'm like, okay, it won't be bad. Once you get past, for me, it's always the halfway mark. I don't know how it is, but I always look at the clock at the halfway mark and think, you got to be kidding me because I have this much longer to go. But then it's like within 5 minutes of that, I feel like, wow, that 5 minutes just flew past. This workout's more than the halfway mark. Let's do it. And then I'm really good. But this fat burner really sucked bad. And I looked at the clock again at 12 minutes. And I thought, there's still 12 minutes left. And then I looked at it again. Honest to goodness, I'm like, we got to be going home soon. Come on, see. And we're going home. And there was 10 minutes left. Only 2 minutes had gone by. And I wanted to shoot myself in the face. It was terrible.
No, you know, I've had that happen during workouts. And those are the days when I know I need to be there more than anything else, you know, the days when I'm just like, when is this going to end? And then I get to the end and I feel great. And as usual, never any regrets, you know, for getting in front of the screen and doing it.
Yeah. And I love that. The never regrets. Cause that's one of my favorite quotes. The variation of that is like, you never regret the workout you did. You regret the one that you didn't do. And I'm glad I didn't quit. It was probably really ugly. It was probably more ugly than the way I tried to get through my anniversary story. And anyone watching it probably would have cringed really, really badly. But I did get through it, and I didn't feel so terrible because I actually did it. So no complaints. But, yeah, the 4:30 a.m. workouts are going pretty strong, and I actually had somebody contact me this week, Travis, which I have to get back to you, bro. I know you're out there. You probably listen. Hopefully you are. But who wants to get in on the 4:30 a.m. action? So how does he get into the club? So we're going to have to get them in. No ragrats?
Let's say no. I can't imagine there's a lot of people jumping on board to get up at 4:30, man.
I would love to say that I'm, good enough to do this along with you, Spark, but I'm going to have to take a pass.
Hey, that's all right. As long as you get the workouts in. Actually, we had one person with us for a while, Jersey. I don't know if you guys remember Jersey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was getting pumped from us doing this and asked to join. He's like, I can't get up at 4:30, but since we each take a week and pick the week of workouts that we're going to do, he took the workouts and he would do them at a later point, which is pretty cool. But unfortunately, he fractured his foot, so he's actually on the IR right now, and we get back into action. Yeah, it kind of stinks to get a hairline fracture in your foot because you do a lot of groundwork in DDP yoga. I mean, you can definitely mod from that, but man. It's tough to go out of action with stuff like that. So that's a lot of talk in there. So if you haven't figured out, our DDP radio show tonight is a community show, and that means while we talk, it's also all about you guys. And if you want to jump in and, have a conversation with us, talk about what we're talking about, you certainly can. 347-994-1216, and Robert will be kind enough to pick up your call and get you in to talk to Robert, Stacy, and myself, Sparky, on DDP Radio. If you're listening on the phone and you want to see everything that's happening in the chat room and you're close to a computer, try to log in at ddpradio.com because the chat room is really pumping. There's a lot of cool people in there, a lot of good stuff going on, and you get all the links to all the websites and all the cool stuff that we're talking about. And we'll even filter questions from within the chat room. So we're just waiting to hang out. And I hear we do have one caller on hold. You ready to get to that space?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's open it up.
Okay, we got a hello. I'm here. We've got one caller from the 605 area code.
Hey guys, it's Travis. How you doing?
Travis, what's up, buddy?
Hey, I just happened to call in and just as you were talking about your 4:30 a.m. calls and whatever else, and just as you're saying that you had to get back to me and such there, so the timing couldn't have been better.
I'm actually a little scared that you want to jump into the challenge because I think you're like on this complete other level at this point because of what you've done with this month's 100 Bang Salute Challenge because you actually took and did the mod for the Warrior mod. Why don't you tell people what you did with that?
Well, basically, here's what I did. You know, the whole thing was going from ignition to forward fold to down dog to plank, and in plank you did 3 second, you know, or if you wanted to mod it, you do a 3 second push up, then go back in the down dog, go back to forward fold, go up to come back up, do a diamond cutter, and then start all over again. So that's what I took that pretty literally. I went from ignition all the way through, and that was, and then right back to ignition. That was one deal. And I made sure to, I didn't, and this is not knocking any, Christina or Liz for how they did it. They did, they made their own and everything. But I tried to make and own each position. You spend, a couple breaths in each position as I did it. So I did that. So I did that for, and that's, I think that's why it took longer than 5 minutes.
Well, in that you actually did the 3 second push up instead of just the plank, and that was crazy. How long did that take you? It was like an hour and 40 minutes, wasn't it?
It was an hour and 40 minutes, and actually I did 101. So I did 100, and then I did one more, and then instead of doing the 3 second push up, I went and did a 10 second push up.
Yeah. And we're actually getting a question in the chat from Christina Ann about the challenge. It's on the Warriors and Training Group. So if anybody's listening, we put up a challenge every month. And they've been progressively getting more and more awesome as people have been giving feedback to them. And actually, this one, it's the 100 Bang Salute, as Christina said, and in the chat. And as Travis just explained, and for anybody who's not familiar with DDP Yoga, this is kind of, but might be familiar with the regular yoga. This is kind of like a sun salutation, but this is the DDP Yoga Bang Salute. You got the diamond cutter in there, and as Travis elaborated, you can drop right down to that 3 second push up, and with the dynamic resistance, hour and 40 minutes. That just kicks ass, bro.
Yeah, and when I first did it, I actually, my first couple attempts, I did it, and then I did a 3 second push up, but I did the 3 second push up, and then I went back down and went into up dog, and then went from up dog to down dog, and then went back up, and then this last one, part of it, down a little bit there, because I thought I was just making it a lot longer than it needed to be, but even cutting that out was an hour 40. There wasn't one inch on me that wasn't drenched in sweat. So it was awesome.
Yeah, but I'm looking forward to try to get mine in this weekend. So we'll see how that goes. I think I should be pretty prepped. I think we're on week 8 or week 9 of the 4:30 a.m. workout. So I'm feeling pretty good that I'm going to get it in, but I'm also feeling like I'm probably going to be hurting after I'm done, but it'll be that good kind of hurt.
Yeah, right, exactly. I wanted to do the 4:30 a.m. stuff just because I wanted a new challenge. How we talked about, trying to challenge yourself and do something new and everything. And I've started going to bed earlier and getting up at 4:30 and doing something. Whether I do a few, do 10 or 15 bank salutes going into you know, Red Hot Core or doing Fat Burner or whatever the case is. They're just doing something different.
Well, actually, that fits. And what I'll do is I'll get you back on Team GDP Yoga. And do you know Jake and Jess, right, from Team GDP Yoga?
Okay, yeah, I don't know them well, but I mean, I know what you're talking about, though.
Okay, so I'll ping you with those guys, and we'll start doing that. And we cycle in another week. Will probably be your week. Basically, we just pick the workouts. We try to do them since it's in the morning. They're trying to get ready to work. We have to plan carefully when we do the diamond cutter so they can make sure they don't hit the snooze. But other than that, man, it sounds like you're down with it, and we'll get you in. And I think Christina said something about, hey, she might like the 4:30 a.m.s. If anybody else likes the 4:30 a.m.s and you think you want to do this as a crew, ping me on Team GDP Yoga. I think it'd be cool if we had a bunch of us. What do you think, man?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that'd be great. And you and I'm really kind of looking forward to if we can do it. I don't know if Liz is still with. I messaged her today and I didn't get a response back. But if we're still on task Friday morning, getting up at 4:30 and doing the bang salutes, just to kind of put a nail in the September challenge. I don't know if you heard any more about that.
I hadn't heard any more. I actually hadn't checked the group in the past day since I got in and you talked about it. But yeah, if you're out there and Liz, I know she listens after the show, sometimes on record because she doesn't get to the live show. But
yeah.
ring in tomorrow, Liz, if you can, if you're listening to this. And actually, since you brought her up, she has an awesome idea. And she's bringing in, and I let her take over for next month. So next month is Liz's brainchild, and the way she and Christina Russell are going together, things are going to get crazy up in here. So this dude and you guys, it's pretty cool. So be on the lookout for it. October 1st, we're rolling out Liz's challenge.
All right, I look forward to it. Anything that Liz comes up with has got to be some rocking stuff, so it'll be great.
Awesome.
All right, guys, well, I'll let you go and let somebody else talk. You guys have a good night.
You too.
Okay,
thanks for calling.
Yeah, talk to you later.
Wow, okay. It's just crazy, like, the types of things that happen on Team GDP Yoga. And as you guys know, like, there's a lot of, it's like grassroots kind of, I want to call it viral. I don't know. It's just like somebody does something, somebody else says, wow, I'd either like to try that, or I think that's cool. You know, I need a challenge. Let's do it. And then all of a sudden, it's like a snowball rolling down the hill.
So we've actually got another caller if you want to jump over to that real quick.
Sure.
It's area code 574.
Hey, guys. It's me. It's Liz.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Liz.
I wasn't
We were just talking about you.
I know. I was listening. I was on my elliptical and I was listening. So I'm completely out of breath. That's why.
You weren't just that excited to see us or talk to us.
Well, obviously, I'm excited to hear from you guys.
So how you been?
I'm good. I'm really thinking about joining the 4:30 group once I finish my half marathon. My training is sort of running these days, but
oh, that's awesome. Well, between you, Travis, and Christina, we just increased our numbers by 100%.
The fastest growing group, huh?
Yeah, it is. Oh, man, there's another. I got stink bugs everywhere. I just got hit by another one. Sorry, but so. You heard Travis. He was talking about the 100 Bang Salute, and you guys have been working on it. How you been feeling about it?
Good. I'm looking forward to Friday. We're looks like we're all set for 4:30. I could probably just say it here, actually, just to clear up some confusion. I'm organizing the Google Hangout, and my Gmail is mydpyjourney@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
So if you add me to your circle, I can have you on Friday morning.
mydpyjourney@gmail.com. Is that right?
Yeah. Yep.
It's just like your blog.
Yeah. It's my blog is yoga, but someone had yeah. already taken that for Gmail, so I have to just abbreviate that.
Cool. So we pulled you off the treadmill. You're kicking the 100 bank salute, and next month is your challenge. Do you want to save it, or do you want to give people a little bit of a teaser as to what's going to be coming?
What's going to be coming is we're going to increase the amount of workouts we have available to us in our libraries. I think that would be enough of a teaser.
That's enough of a teaser. That is enough of a teaser, and I think that is going to be something that's really cool. I don't want to go into more of that, but we're going to save it for next month. You're going to have to come on.
Yeah.
And next week's show is October already. The second. So when you guys tune in next week, we're going to have the challenge up, and it'll be up there for a day, and I think you'll be pretty excited about it. So.
Yeah, I'm excited and a little bit terrified to see what Travis comes up with for this challenge.
Yeah, I mean, the best part about it is, I think what's going to come out of this is there's going to be something for everybody, and that's going to be really, really cool, because one of the things I got scared about and why I loved what you proposed so much is as we're getting into these challenges, some people started to say, these are getting crazy, guys. Can we actually do something? That's why I always try to provide a mod so people can either rock it out a little heavier or pull it back a little bit. You got to remember, DDP Yoga is there to make it your own. But next month's challenge is a really good thing that I think there's something in there for everybody.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Awesome. Very good stuff. So, and you and Christina actually had a pretty good YouTube video you guys posted this week. Last week with the split screen. How long did it take you guys to come up with that and get that totally produced?
There was a lot of discussion. The actual execution, I think she filmed it her half in one night, and I filmed my half in one night. And I edited it all together in Starbucks in one morning. But, I mean, I sort of have the editing down to a fine art at this point. But, yeah, there was just a lot of discussion going back and forth, and she was very, very patient with my micromanaging of the whole thing.
Again, for anybody who hasn't seen it, it's a pretty funny video on basically guys who just kind of, in good humor, poking so fun at typical yoga stuff.
Exactly, yeah. I took a lot of yoga classes, like the more spiritual classes back in the day, so I had a pretty good memory of some of the more ridiculous things that I'd heard.
That's awesome. So, and if people wanted to check it out, where can they go see it?
It's on the media page under my videos. Christina has it up too, and it's on. I put it on the homepage of mydpyoga.com. So it's the very first thing you'll see if you log on to my blog now.
Cool, and people should check that out, because along with you, and it's a good time to mention it since we've been talking a lot about the blogs. A lot of people like to document their journey, and part of the journey is having fun, just like you guys did. Part of the journey is doing some really kick-ass workouts. Part of the journey is struggling. And if you document that, like Liz and Christina and I believe Travis is now, and, I know Leslie's out there and she's done it. Stacy is basically the template, the boilerplate, the original sort of blogger on that. We're doing the DDP Yoga Challenge, so it's really something cool for people to hop into. Which I think we're sort of mid process and trying to figure out what the first win on that is, isn't it, guys?
Yeah, we're pretty well underway. I'm not quite sure when it's going to wrap, but like the process has begun.
Yeah, and wow, the competition in that is pretty stiff. There is some inspiration. There is a lot of motivation, and there's just a lot of cool stuff happening with a lot of people. You guys made us watch a lot of stuff. You have invested a lot of time, so we invested a lot of time reviewing it. And I'm actually getting pretty excited to see, the announcement of the winner here.
Yeah, I would say I haven't got the official word yet, but I would say that we should be either announcing or talking about the winner by next week's show.
Oh, wow. That's pretty cool, because there was a lot of activity going on the past couple of weeks here trying to get it down and narrow it down as far as who did what, when, how, and how inspiring is it. So if you guys have the story, get in there, because you can still get in. There's this 3-month winner and another another 3 months, there's going to be another one, and then another 3 months there will be another one, then there will be a year one at the back end, and they're all $5,000, and then the last one is $10,000, so there's $25,000 up for grabs that Dallas is putting into this, because he loves you guys so much. So do it, dntyogachallenge.com.
This is one contest where there's absolutely no loser, because everyone who's doing this has a new life and better health. And, that's like the most important benefit of anything.
Oh, definitely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, if you're doing it just for the money, then you're definitely doing it for the wrong reasons.
Yeah. And the cool thing is if you do it and put some stuff up there like Stacy's blog, you can share some very tasty recipes with people, because Stacy's got a lot of cool stuff on her blog. If you're hungry some night, stroll on over. And it's StacyMorris.com, right?
Yep, StacyMorris.com. And I actually just put up a cooking video involving potatoes because, cold weather, we want stuff a little more substantial now. And Chef Bill did a potato dish that was based on something we had at a Greek restaurant. And I don't want to eat potatoes any other way now. I'll actually put the link up in the chat room.
Cool. I want to check that out. I haven't had potatoes in such a long time, and I pick on my kids' French fries. It isn't terrible, but there's so much salt and stuff, when they're doing that. It's just got to eat something a little bit healthy, and I know everything that you put up is tasty and healthy at the same time. So, and I don't know, Liz, are you still with us? Or
I am. I was just thinking that Stacy had gotten me back into oatmeal. I was reading a recent post, and I was like, oh, I haven't had that in a while.
Oh,
speaking
I love
of healthy and tasty, and yes, I do too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Stacy, I wanted to tell you, this might have been a couple months ago. I had a craving for, like, rice pudding, and I had mentioned I was going to, maybe I mentioned it on the show or I mentioned it on the side, that I was going to try doing something with gluten-free oats, like some coconut oil and agave and coconut milk, soaking the oats overnight, see if I can get the same kind of mixture. It actually worked really, really well.
Good.
Gave you that kind of, the creaminess, the oats weren't so, they broke down a little bit, and had a nice sweet taste and a sweet texture to it without getting all the sugar and whatnot that you get with that you actually get with the rice pudding. So good
cool.
stuffing.
Yeah. It's so comforting and yet it's also, clean, and it doesn't take a wrecking ball to your blood sugar and all that stuff. So it's one of my favorites.
Sweet. So Liz, if you want to hang out, feel free. We do have another caller that we're going to bring on and, see what they're up to.
Thank you. That's area code 952.
Hi, this is Steve. It's the first time I've been kind of dialing in, and I'm looking to start tomorrow.
Nice.
Cool.
The question I do have for for everyone here is how to integrate the diet into the with the workouts. Because it seems like I'm a little bit intimidated by not necessarily the diet, but actually just kind of going gluten-free and cutting out sodas. I just don't want to make it too extreme. So if I were to say what, you know, in terms of relative priority, obviously to me the workouts are very important. What would be, based on your experience, the next important thing to do diet-wise?
How are you with goal setting and sort of eating right now? Are you at a point where you think you eat pretty healthy? Or are you like a fast food guy, like an emotional eater?
I am not a fast food person, but my portions are horrible.
Okay.
So.
And sounds like you're on the list, Dash.
What's that?
What? I said it sounds like you're on the Liz diet. I'm a voluminous eater.
Where are you, Steve, in terms of what you want to get rid of in terms of weight?
You know, I probably would like to drop anywhere from 50 to 75 pounds. Mm-hmm. So I am, if to look at me, I look like a big football player that's put on weight. But what I want to do is I've traditionally have lifted a lot, and you know, I've decided I really just want to kind of get down in size and get more flexible and just kind of take it a different route.
So when you lift it and stuff, are you into the carb loading, protein loading, stuff like that? So,
without a doubt.
Okay, so you basically you're the type of guy you can jump in and do a routine and stuff, and you're pretty good with it, sticking with it then. I'll tell you what worked for me, and sort of the same type of thing may work for you. It was tough for me, actually, to sit and try to figure out everything that was gluten-free, everything that was dairy-free, and throw it all together. I mean, you get the nutrition guide, and it's awesome. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm the type of guy that if I didn't set myself something up and make it a goal ahead of time, that I knew I wasn't going to be successful. But I knew I could relatively stick with a simple routine for a while, and I could kind of make it stick as a habit. Once you do something, they say, for like between 15 and 30 days, it starts to become a habit. So I wrote myself down a basic gluten-free, dairy-free menu, and I ate the same thing every day, breakfast, snack, lunch, snack, and dinner. And that's sort of how I popped into it. I didn't do the food combining right away because that gets actually pretty tough to time the meals out, and at least it seemed pretty tough to me when I started. But I did try to do my carb loading more in the morning. But I just did, you know, some stuff from the guide. I did my eggs. I did like a blueberry smoothie in the morning. Ate some like almonds and whatnot. Maybe an apple for a snack in the afternoon. For lunch, I had some more protein, and in the evening, I had some salad. Maybe some chicken and stuff like that, but I repeated that every day until I sort of got into it, because the whole thing going gluten-free and dairy-free can be really intimidating. At least I thought so, I had to make it easy and repeatable, and then I could start looking into things like, if I wanted a pizza, then I could try to figure out, okay, what types of cheese and what types of dough could I actually use in the pizza, or if I wanted a burger with like a bun, like what type of gluten-free alternatives that, you know, I found out that I could actually wrap it in a couple lettuce leaves and stuff. But if I tried to eat all those foods at once, and try to incorporate it as I would like a regular meal every day, then I was just going to lose it. So that's kind of what I did. I don't know, Stacey, if you got something different that might work.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think everyone does it a little differently. And, you know, you just take what you hear from others and, you know, you make it your own little deal. But what was really important for me was not to make too many changes up front, because it would have been overwhelming. So I was a heavy-duty emotional eater, and my big priority was to just cut out the binging and, you know, to cut out some of the really destructive foods that had no nutritional value, you know, for me. They just basically drugged me. And I did that for the first few months. I'm just focusing on that. And then Dallas and Terry really encouraged me to give up the gluten and the cow dairy. And I did that at about month three. And my habits just kind of evolved naturally as I was hanging out with people in the community and getting ideas from them. And also, if you're someone who likes to, you know, you like big portions, I wouldn't be too concerned about portions right up front, but certain things you don't want to eat lots of, you know, like simple carbs, sugar, that sort of thing. But if you're into, you know, like vegetable soups and vegetable stews and purees, you can make big pots of those and season them all kinds of ways and really enjoy them. And they're good for you, you know. So, but I would start, it sounds like what you're saying is your Achilles heel is soda. So just start with that, because that's if that's been a crutch, it's going to be a bit of a sacrifice. And just work on that and eat as many whole foods as you can and take it from there.
Those are great recommendations, because I definitely have been, you know, Stacy, yours and Christine's Facebook and your websites, I've really been looking those over. And I think you make a very valid point, which is when you try to change too much, I think it gets to be overwhelming. But I also feel like I've been researching it too much, and it's like, you know what, you just got to kind of jump in the pool.
Yeah, and it's don't be focused on perfection, or it shouldn't feel like a diet, you know, because those are temporary. So, you know, you're going to have off days, and you're going to have days when you're just like 100% on the money, and that's life, you know. So just give yourself some leeway, and you'll do fine.
Thank you. I also have one more quick question too. Is have people supplemented? I don't necessarily, lack of a better word, I'll say supplement it, but have they utilized smoothies to, you know, that's what I'm kind of looking at, to sort of say, you know what, I'm going to cut down my portion sizes a little bit by utilizing a lot more of the smoothies, and the smoothies being almost just straight, you know, two bananas, some kale, some spinach, you know, things like that.
Yeah, you're actually talking pretty much what I lived for my first couple months for breakfast. That was like my initial breakfast, and my thing was blueberries and spinach with maybe you know, some organic fruit juice in it. And I do frozen spinach, and I would put the frozen blueberries and the frozen spinach in. That way, it would just get me that, you know, sort of more of a milkshakey kind of thing. But yeah, those are totally cool to do.
Great.
Yeah. I do protein drinks made of almond milk, and sometimes I'll throw fruit in or cocoa powder, and I swear to God, they carry me. Like when I have a sweet craving, and they kill the hunger. I drink one every day. I highly recommend smoothies and protein drinks and juicing.
Mm-hmm. Great. And well, thank you very much for all the for all the suggestions, because I'm very excited to start this journey tomorrow.
Awesome.
Cool. Well, we're excited for you, and check back in with us, you know, as time goes on. Let us know how you're doing.
I definitely will. I actually look forward to these Wednesdays.
Great. Well, good luck.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Hey, and as you're going off, I hope you're still, you might hear us on the radio, but it's in the chat, too. You were talking about soda. The Zevia soda is actually really good. I like their, I think it's Dr. Zevia. It's just like Dr. Pepper, but it's the no sugar soda. No sugar, no calorie soda. It's really tasty. Have you had it? Anybody?
No, I haven't.
I have not. No. I didn't know there was a Dr. Pepper. I've heard of Zevia, but I didn't know there was a Dr. Pepper version, and I used to love that as a kid.
Yeah. I had to go with that. I actually tried the regular cola, and for a no-sugar, no-calorie cola, the regular cola is actually as sweet as, like, Coca-Cola, like the regular Red Label brand Coca-Cola, which was actually too sweet for me after not having sweets for so long. I think I tried that. I tried Zevia, like, 6 months in the program. It was sometime. Dave Orth actually told me about it. You know, if you guys all know Dave Orth from
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's a guy that rocks out Welcomes, and He's part of the regular guys, and he helps coordinate all the sort of once a year out in Philly, the East Coast kind of deep yoga workouts that he seems to get Arthur to come to all the time. But, yeah, he suggested Zevia, and, it's good stuff. They even have, like, wild cherries, so if you're, like, a wild cherry Pepsi kind of person, it's good stuff.
Oh, cool.
Wow, and this show is rocking itself out, which is pretty cool. We haven't had to try it all, and actually everybody out there who's in the chat room listening and calling, you're helping us out a lot. If you're in the chat room, you want to throw up a question, it's ddpradio.com. Robert, do we have anybody else on the phone? Or?
Nope, that's it.
Okay. If you wanted to squeak one last call in, it's 347-994-1216, but typically at about 10 till we shut down the phones. And you can give us a call there. Just keep the number for next week because we'll be back, and I think maybe Dallas will be back next week. And I'm sure if we're going to be announcing a winner, he's going to be here. And if you haven't gotten the program yet, if you're like Steve got it, he listens to the radio show, he's doing it tomorrow, but if you're trying to figure out where to get it, it's pretty simple. It's ddpyoga.com. Or, and I can't believe it took us this long to get there, and I just remembered, it's getddp.com. And, Robert, you set up an awesome landing page and some cool stuff, and we're busting your ass, what ass you had left, because you busted so much of it this year already, for the infomercial.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was, there was a lot of work to do in a lot of different aspects of between me and obviously, all the people who put the video together and fulfillment company, and there was just a lot of things to be pulled together.
Yeah, it looks amazing, folks. And there's been times that it's been out and they're posted. I apologize because I don't have it ready to tell you what the times. I know it's been on DirecTV. I think it was True TV that it's been on, like at 7 o'clock in the morning. True TV on DirecTV, that's what I have. All the local radio stations and in different markets, it's been posted on the DDP Yoga Facebook page as to what those times are. But it's amazing. And there is Stacy, who is the featurette of the program, our very own diva of DDP Radio. So were you pretty excited to see that come on stage?
Well, I've only seen stills of it, you know, on Facebook. So I don't know if I live in a place where it's being tested, but I'm just really excited to hear the buzz about it. And, you know, people who know me on Facebook and not through DDP Yoga are telling me they've seen it, and a couple of them have placed orders. And I just think once this hits, I can only imagine, like, the tsunami of people getting healthier and stronger through this. And Robert is going to need probably not one, not two, but maybe three assistants.
That would be nice.
You can combine like two or three of those assistants, and I'll be your lackey.
Yeah. There's going to be a point where we're definitely going to have to expand a bit.
This is, if you look at it from where it was 3 years ago, and Stacy, for you, 5 years ago, is that right?
It'll be 5 years in January, yep.
That's amazing. And actually, in May is going to be my 4 years. Crazy. And Robert's just been here forever, old man River. But
Robert predates everyone.
Yeah. To have watched it grow from a place where it was YRG, and then it was YRG went to I still can't tell if he had YRG with a tagline of Zero Impact Fitness, or if it went Zero Impact Fitness and he actually did Diamond Dallas Page's Zero Impact Fitness. And then I think YRG came back and it went to YRG, you know, Yoga for Regular Guys is You're Ready Go. I don't know if you guys remember that.
Oh, I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, well, there was a lot of acronyms. I mean, it started as Yoga for Regular Guys back in the day with the original DVDs. And then it went to Warner Brothers as YRG Fitness, and that's when he started with talking about Zero Impact, and then it went to DDP Yoga after that.
Yeah, I can't tell you, I had such a hard time, and I don't know, Robert, if it was you or Steve who was telling me that DDP Yoga was coming out, or maybe it was Doug. If you guys can't tell, for anybody who doesn't know, a lot of times I wear my heart on my sleeve, and I can get probably overly emotional very quickly on something before it simmers out of me. I'm the type of person that has to get the emotion out first, and then I calm down and come back down to earth, because if I don't, it builds up, and then I'll just implode. But I remember somebody told me that YRG was going away. I was so attached to it from the standpoint of this changed my life. Plus, I had bought a bunch of YRG shirts, and I'm like rocking YRG shirts everywhere. I was like, it can't be changed in DDP Yoga. It just can't. But it's DDP Yoga now. It's totally cool.
Yeah, and there was, you know, there was a lot of reasons for it, but, you know, it was kind of like a fresh start thing. But, you know, and I think really the biggest reason was because of Chris Jericho, because he refused to call it YRG. He would only refer to it as DDP's Yoga.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So that's how it started.
I think that had a lot, I mean, because we had a lot, we ran through a lot of different ideas for the different names, and we had a couple of different versions, and I really think that we eventually landed on the best one.
Yeah, this is absolutely the best one.
It makes total sense because, you know, he's so recognizable, and it's his brand of fitness, and it's easy to remember too.
Yeah, I think.
Wait.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. But.
I think that Jericho really sparked that train of thought. We didn't do it specifically for him, but it was, you know, kind of what started the idea of it.
Yeah. And the best part about it is as it's grown, and you guys all know when Ning was here, Ning is the service, the architecture that Team DDP Yoga is built off of. They're a service provider for that. But Team DDP Yoga was Team YRG. Before that, but there was only a few thousand people here when you know, the Arthur thing hit, and it just exploded. Now, I don't know, are we like 30,000, 35,000, something like that?
Yeah, I don't even know, man.
As we're talking, I'm just going to go into the members management and see where we're at. We are close. We're about 600 away. No, 600 away from 27,000 members. Mm-hmm. On Team DDP Yoga. So that's like 3 years. That's crazy that we have that much. But I love it. I think we all do for the right reasons. And the people who are here are just amazing, amazing people. And if these people can't touch your life and make you want to live it that much more positive and in such a fashion that you own it, I don't know how you can be helped.
Sparky's got nothing left for you if you can't be helped. No, but yeah, seriously, I mean that's what makes it what it is the community support. I was so discouraged and feeling so low when I started, and when I started getting these little like the friend requests trickling in, it just made such a huge difference to me. You know, just knowing that other people cared.
Yeah, it's funny that you say that. It just popped my mind back to Atlanta last year. I was like in Steve's apartment when they did the first take of an infomercial was taken in Atlanta, and it was going to be sort of a homebrew job. But I remember watching people walk in, and then, you know, I had met Arthur before, so that wasn't such a shock to me, but. Like, I saw Stacy walk in, and I was like, Stacy. I remember running over, and you're like, who's this guy? And I was like, but
because you look so different from your picture. You totally changed your look. You had these GQ glasses and like a really, you had a haircut that was just like right out of a movie, and you were totally groomed to the nines. And I'm like, whoa. who is this guy who thinks he knows me?
You're being far too kind. Robert actually airbrushed me before that appearance.
Yeah, it took 12 hours.
Yeah, it was a lot of work. But it was so cool. And then you see Yoga Doc come in. It's funny how we're regular people, but there's also some, I don't want to call it celebrity, but there's also some, like, it's like inspired celebrity. It's not really celebrity. It's just the inspiration that comes off of you can't help but to be really sparked, you know, off of that and excited about it.
Well, before we shut it down, you guys want to grab that last caller?
Yeah, we got one. Sorry, I missed the IM, but.
Yeah, we've got area code 195.
195.
That's it.
What's up for 195?
Oh, yeah, that's me. That's Ian here in England again.
Ian. Hey, Ian.
Hiya.
What's going on, bro?
Yeah, not much. It's late again, but I thought I'd give you a call because I don't have work tomorrow. So I just had a couple of questions, really. First one about the infomercial. I was just wondering if it's going to be on YouTube at all so we can watch it over here.
It probably will at some point. We've got some more some testing on it, and you know it's going to be in different markets, and we're going to eventually. Yes, it will be.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, because I mean, I've heard a lot about it. So, it's about half an hour, isn't it? Something like that.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing that. The other thing is, Sparky, you were talking at the very beginning of the show about the clock watching during the workouts when you're almost halfway through and you can't believe how long you've got to go and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think I'm pretty similar to you in that way sometimes, because my favourite workout is the double black diamond, which is obviously the longest one, but sometimes it's a bit of a mental block actually pressing play on it and getting it going, with it being over an hour. So what I like to do is I combine some of the shorter workouts, because I think if... I'm doing 2 half-hour workouts. That seems, you know, mentally to be not as bad as doing the 1 hour all the way through without a break.
Yeah, it's totally weird how when you look at that timer, even though you have 2 back-to-back, that you're right. Mm-hmm. It does seem like an easier challenge, even though it's the exact same amount of time. And for the most part, if you're engaging, the exact same effort.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. I mean, one of my favorite combos is I do energy, then mixtape, then red hot core in a row. Because they're all fairly short. Well, the mixtape's 35 minutes, but they're all fairly short. And what I find is the energy brings the heart rate up, and then the mixtape, you know, all the way through, and then like the red hot core just knocks me out at the end. And I get as much from that as I do from doing the double black diamond.
Yeah, and that's a great combo, because the thing about the mixtape too is that there's not a safety zone in it.
No, that's right.
So you're basically getting your ass kicked for like 35 minutes straight through for that one. And the cool thing about energy, when you partner it with something else, is that it's such a slow pace that once you get used to the workouts beyond energy, like the mixtapes and stuff like that, you can actually learn to make the most out of energy, even though it's slow, like you said. You really start to rock the heart rate out because you can focus on engaging.
Yeah, I've heard a few people say that they don't get much from energy when they've been doing the program for a while. But I think it's just a case of where you put it in. I think it's good to do the more basic ones every now and again just to make sure your technique and everything's right. But sometimes I put Fat Burner on the end of Strength Builder as well, just because it's similar kind of exercises in between, but Fat Burner slightly not as intense, so it brings you down quite gently at the end. But another thing to do with the clock watching is sometimes if I'm really struggling, if I'm really tired that day, what I tend to do is turn my back to the TV and I just turn around and look at the clock every time I go into a certain move, such as down dog or diamond cutter, something like that. And then you find, you know, because when you're familiar with the workouts, you don't need to be watching as long as you're listening. So I find that's another way to get through as well sometimes.
That's actually brilliant, and I think I'm going to try that next time I do a longer workout. Because, honestly, once you get used to them, I find myself that I don't even look at the TV, because I can hear Dallas's cues, and I know exactly what to do. And the only time I actually look at the TV is when I'm getting pissed at how long it says it's left.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you get to know them, don't you? I mean, I don't know how many people have Googled whether Michael Phelps actually did do Butterfly or not. But
I have not.
He mentions that in Fat Burner, so I'm not sure if he did or not. I haven't Googled that myself. But, yeah, I think that's just a way, because I know when you go to Down Dog or Diamond Cut, you know that's kind of normally the end of a certain sequence, so... If you just have a quick check at the time, you can notice that the time's gone down by about 5 minutes or so. So if your energy levels aren't brilliant that day, that's kind of what I'd recommend, really.
And I find once I, you know, well, like I said, once I do it, I get into it. And then some days I'm so into it that I extend the stretching because it just feels so good. I'm like, I don't want to, this isn't long enough. I got to keep going. But it's stretching, not working out.
Well, I think so. And I think it's just that mental thing of pressing play, really. I think if you actually start the workout, I doubt very many people, you know, stop it early and give up because obviously you can modify and things like that. So I think once you actually start, then you get into it. And it's an enjoyable workout, you know. It's not like constant repetition all the time of certain other things you do physically, and it's quite interesting as well, and obviously you can still learn because there's little bits you miss from time to time, and you can still learn little bits about technique and breathing and things, all the important things, and that's why I think it's so good anyway.
Wow, so Ian, what time is it, and are you getting up now to work out, or are you back to bed?
I did double black diamond about 11:30, and now I'm on my way to bed now, because I'm not at work tomorrow, so I thought I'd stay up late and listen to the show.
Oh. Well, it's great to hear from you, and your blog is amazing. Keep up the great work.
I try to update, I do update it every day. I do the video updates twice a week, so I put one on there today about eating out, going out to restaurants and eating and what to do and how not to blow your eating plan. So if anybody wants to have a look at that, I'd be very grateful.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Okay. All right. Well, thanks for calling in from across the pond. That's so cool.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks so much for the call. That's an awesome way to kick off and end the show there, because I think Ian's our first person to call internationally. Am I correct?
No, we've had some from Canada before.
No, Canada.
Yeah. Well.
But Canada's attached.
Yeah, Canada's attached. It's here in sort of similar time zone.
So yes,
like
he's our first.
Canada's our Siamese twin, sort of.
Yeah. Sort of, kind of.
But we love it. We love it when anyone calls internationally. I think that's very cool, and you know, it's always nice to hear from people all over the place.
It definitely is. It just shows like how big this has gotten, how cool it is. And Becca says she's Canadian. Hooray! Becca's Canadian?
I think it's a
God.
Different Becca. We have more than one Becca. Yeah.
I was going to give Becca a shout out, thinking it was what's she calling herself? The monster cutter, the cookie cutter.
Cutter monster. Sometimes alias Becca.
Yeah, her and Hack, give them a shout out because they've been working pretty hard. But and Jay, who's been back with us the past couple of weeks, getting back into things. I think he's like the original Canadian, along with Jeremy. So that's pretty cool. All right. Well, we've had our international callers. We have our friends to the north who are helping to rock us out. And I want to thank Travis and Liz and Steve and finally Ian, who's called in, who is doing some amazing things. Steve, best of luck tomorrow when you start DDP yoga. So... what do you guys got that you want to leave with the team before we get out of here?
I'm good,
well,
bro.
I just want to say, you know, for anyone starting out or maybe having a little bit of difficulty, You know, the main thing is get the workouts in and build the foundation of changing habits slowly, because you'll have a much greater chance of it actually sticking.
Yeah, that's great advice. You follow that and you do that with DDP yoga, and that'll be the creation of a new you. That's a great formula, Stacy. So with that, thanks everybody for listening. This is DDP Radio. Once again, another slamming show. I appreciate you, Robert and Stacy. Love you guys. And for everybody else,
same here, Spark.
Thank you. When the 10% comes a knocking, kick it square in the ass and live life at 90%.
Checked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Bane. Oh, the Diamond Cutter.
I don't believe it. Diamond Cutter out of the powerbomb.
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work, and most importantly,
own your life.
This has been a Talk Radio.